You've got that look on your face. The one that says you're remembering a time when things were different.
The 60s were different. But it wasn't all summer of love in the age of Aquarius. International Times and Oz Magazine. That was the dream. There were good times to be had. But often, people went home to cold water flats and shared toilets, race riots, and political corruption. And tiny black and white television sets with only two channels. No central heating, and the only radiator was coin-operated. So in the winter, it got so cold you piled coats on top of blankets to keep warm at night. And you woke to frost on the inside of your window in pretty fern patterns.
It's like listening to someone from a Charles Dickens novel. I tend to forget until you remind me how old you really are. Just as well, I've always had a thing for older men.
I won't ask.
Best not to. What were you doing in Soho in the 60s?
I was working for Department Y, the first secret group I ever belonged to.
Why?
I don't know. It was a secret. She punched me in the arm, which was what I deserved.
What name were you using back then?
Penny slipped her arm through mine again to show I was forgiven. I used many names down the years, but right now I'm Ishmael Jones and only Ishmael Jones, because I don't care to remember some of the people I had to be.
All right. Can you at least tell me who you were working with back then? Anyone I'd know?
I doubt it. None of them are part of the scene anymore. There was Lady Patricia, the supernatural socialite. The cool blonde with an icy heart and a sense for danger that was never wrong. Dr. Alien, who turned out to be neither. Fabulous Freddy and the Acid Sorcerer. It was a time for weird names and colorful personalities. And then, of course, there was the Groovy Ghoul.
Was he one of the good guys?
Hard to tell. In Department Y, we worked cases like the Downing Street Doppelgangers, Spring-Heeled Jack, the Metal Mods, and Revolution 9. It was an extravagant time, and even our secrets were gaudy things. We thought we were living in an age of wonders that would see the mind's true liberation through acid trips, mantras, and radical politics. The reality was rather different. I looked down the street before us, and the bustling crowds disappeared as my memory showed me a vision of the way things used to be. This was the street where Spring-Heeled Jack was brought to bay at last. A dark gargoyle figure in a gas mask and horns, glowing eyes and fiery breath, and a long flapping cape. He brandished his cane defiantly, and flecks of blood flew on the air from the flesh gore that soaked the heavy silver head. Jack had been busy striking down the working girls with the wrath of his unforgiving god. Lady Patricia smiled at him, cool and sophisticated as always, dressed in her pink hunting outfit and calfskin jodhpurs. No one paid any attention. People wore stranger things in public back then. She aimed her long-barreled pistol with a perfectly steady hand as Spring-Heeled Jack charged down the street towards her. Dodging and ducking the bullets Lady Patricia fired at him, she stood her ground and kept firing until Jack was close enough for me to step out of the side alley and club him to the ground with a single blow. I ripped off his mask and horns to reveal a perfectly ordinary face. No one I knew. But that was probably the point. It's always the ones who feel neglected and overlooked, who feel the need to make an exhibition of themselves in public. Jack tried to get to his feet again, and Lady Patricia shot him through the kneecap with her last bullet. And that was that. The scene changed as memory showed me another time. I was chasing Toby Slaughter down the same street, with Lady Patricia right behind me. Toby plunged into a crowded street market, and people scattered trying to get out of his way. Toby cut viciously about him with his gleaming straight razors, and blood flew on the air as men and women were thrown back into the tightly packed food stalls. I finally ran Toby down and jumped him from behind. I slammed him to the ground, but he still had enough strength to put up a fight. We wrestled fiercely until I was forced to let him go and jump back to avoid a sweeping razor blade that would have opened up my throat. The market was deserted, everyone else taken to their heels. Toby was breathing hard. I wasn't. He cut at me again. And again. But I kept my distance, dodging and ducking the shining straight razors with my more than human speed and reflexes, waiting for Lady Patricia to arrive and take the shot. But that didn't happen. I finally risked a glance back down the street and saw Lady Patricia was still some distance back, gamely struggling along, but out of breath and out of range. I was going to have to do this myself, so I chose my moment carefully, snatched up half a melon from a nearby stall, and used it to intercept one of the razors. And while Toby hesitated, I kicked him square in the nuts. The strength of the blow lifted him up into the air, and when he crashed to the ground, he dropped both his razors and lost interest in anything but curling up into a ball. I stood over him, kicking the razors out of his reach, just in case, looking down at the man who killed so many children just because he could. I wanted to kill him, but orders had come down from on high that he was to be taken alive. Toby Slaughter had aristocratic connections under his real name. He'd probably end up in some quiet luxury nut house to avoid embarrassing the House of Lords. Lady Patricia finally joined me. So out of breath, she could barely stand up straight. And I realized for the first time that she had to be in her 40s now, and no longer the bright young thing who'd been my first partner in Department Y.
I'm sorry I'm a bit late, darling. Who knew the little turd could run that fast? Oh, I'm surprised he's still alive. You saw what he did to those kids.
You saw the orders.
To hell with the orders.
She shot Toby Slaughter in the head. She shot him twice more, just to be certain, and then lowered her gun and smiled at me.
I have aristocratic connections too.